This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Why didn't you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I'd like to think I work at it anyway. I am Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, because I want you to buy my book. Seriously. I want you to buy my book. What's that thing called? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And I'm going to prove to you, you don't need to hate them. You don't need to fear them. People who believe in those things. Now look, we have loons on the right, just like you have loons on the left, all right? I mean, the left and right pockets on that far right side, they're filled with lunatics. So please, feel free. Anyway, you go get the book. I think you'll be, what do I want to say? You know, I just think you'll be pleasantly surprised. And, Trump is, it's really funny how no matter what the man does right, I can already see where this is going. See, this is exactly the opposite of Obama. No matter what he did wrong, the Iranian deal, you only had a very few Dems speak out against it. And even though they were launching missiles and they were playing with the uranium, it was still a wonderful deal. It was a great deal. You make fun of Trump, you forgot about Obama. Right? You forgot about all the mistakes Mr. Obama made and they just kept putting more icing on it. I love it. By the way, I'm watching something. Some of you know there's a TV over my shoulder, and I'm watching something over my shoulder, and I won't say they're blaming, but they're giving credit to, if you would, President Trump and the effect he's having on European elections. There are three European countries that seem to are going to go the way of Trump, if you would, where this open border, I mean, you may see a breakup of the EU. I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing. Seriously. I think that, think about this. The EU, similar to the United States when it came to the way they were doing things, was put together, and now these countries came up with decisions or made decisions or created laws, and if the laws affected any other country or bumped against any other country, you had to go to a panel of unelected officials in Brussels that decided, we don't like what England wants to do. We don't like what Spain wants to do. No, the thing going on there in Italy might poke at Greece, whatever the situation is. So this small panel could actually kill a law that elected officials in those countries, representatives, whatever you want to call them, would make a decision, and that's it. It was done. The elected officials didn't matter anymore. Craziness, isn't it? So now these countries are going, hey, you know what? We want our own destiny. We want to be able to call and dictate our own destiny. What is so wrong about that or with that? Right? Anyway, people want control over their own destiny. right? People want to be able to, I want to vote my own representative in. I want my representative to do what I want him or her to do. I want to make sure that they truly represent the people, and if they don't, I want to be able to vote them out. And I don't want them to be able to come to me and say, yeah, but, you know, that panel in Brussels said, I tried for you, but they wouldn't let me do it. We need to have total control. Now, if any of you saw the opening press conference between Netanyahu and Trump this morning. You know, some people, it's not presidential. I don't care it's not presidential. What is presidential? What, do I have to stand a certain way, look a certain... Remember, some of you who are my age, if you remember, when you went to school, now I went to parochial school, you know, Catholic school, and we were taught, you know, you put your hands down by your side, you look somebody straight in the face, you know, all those kind of lessons, right? Because that's what a young gentleman does. And I'm not saying that was bad. You know, you learn respect for other people. But you look at Trump's body language, not business casual, but much more casual. You know, when I was thinking of some of the things he said out there, they're going to rip apart today. All day long, they're going to rip them apart. You know, in the way, you know, well, you know, Israel's going to have to change its attitude about the settlement. Really? I mean... Now, I know some of you say, well, if Obama said that, oh, my God, you'd have to. But think about something. He also ripped the Palestinians. You would have never heard Obama do that. He called them out. He said, listen, the Palestinians are filled with hate for the Israelis, for the Jews. The Palestinians are taught from a very young age to hate the Jews. Now, that's not presidential speech. Well, actually, yes, it is. Presidents should be honest with us. Enough of the political correctness, enough of all the nice. Come on, what can you say nice about Iran? What? That they don't care what we have to say? Look at a nut job in North Korea. Kills his own half-brother. And these are people we're supposed to play nice with? These are people we're supposed to act president. You know, presidential with Kim Jong-il, whatever his name is? Now, you're lucky you don't vote me in, buddy. Because my attitude would be totally, you know what my attitude would be? Hey, dude, we need another lake over there in Korea. You fire one more missile off, it'll be the Great Lake of North Korea. Get my hint? That's what I would be doing. Hey, listen, David Fisher's going to join me after the break. You need to know where we're going with this. There's been a tweak to Dodd-Frank, which we weren't expecting. David will explain to us what that means for the markets, what that means for your money when we come back, I promise. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back.
Ain't that early.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You should know the number by now, and on break, it's all over the screen. So if you miss it, it's really easy to get. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I don't want to waste his time. I want to bring him right on. David Fisher joins me, the CEO of Landmark Capital, and I always enjoy the time that I have with him. I learned so much about finances. I learned so much on how the market works. David, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Actually, it's still pleasurable to be here because I have my voice. I can talk. You got your voice. Miracles happen. And, you know, we do this for a living.
I sound like, Alex Jones all last week. They didn't know who they tuned into when they turned on the radio. But I've been watching, I've been watching the market stuff, and you had called it a couple of weeks back, and you said, no, not this week, but next week it'll hit the 20 mark, and it did, and it's kind of, have we passed the mark? Have we passed the point where it has a chance to drop below? I mean, I know if the world goes to heck in a handbag, it'll happen. But at this point, we're well up above the 20 mark, are we not?
Yeah, we're 20,600 and change right now. 20,000, yeah, just slightly over that. And we're past the point of where it's going to, you know, pull back and fight the 20,000 point mark.
Okay, but again, most people are saying, yeah, you know, that's just temporary, you know, with all the stuff that's going on in D.C. right now, it'll level off below 20. And I don't believe that. Well, usually once it makes these leaps and you're seeing the jobs that he's bringing in and you're seeing the companies that have agreed to, you know, build factories here in America, build factories here in the U.S., which is a big deal. I don't know if people really are paying attention to the amount of companies, overseas companies, that are now agreeing to build factories and bring jobs here, which brings money into the system, does it not?
Absolutely. You know, that I don't see a short-term, in the near future, pullback in stocks right now. I said, you know, in January, at the beginning of the year, we're going to have a bull market in stocks, a bull market in gold. We're definitely doing that. I mean, the numbers are really clear. Gold's up 6.2%. Stocks are up 2.9%. So gold's up twice as much as the Dow is year to date. Silver's up 11.3%, you know, almost four times as much. So, you know, the metal markets aren't getting the hoopla that the paper markets are. The S&P broke through $20 trillion in value yesterday. I think we're going to continue. The environment is a pro-business environment. We got to have earnings, though. That's the only thing there's two things that might slow the stock market down, Joe, and that is we got to have earnings, corporate earnings coming out, which is a little bit of shakiness right now. It's not really defined. We're going to have really solid, good across the board corporate earnings. And the other thing is the Fed starts raising rates aggressively, which yesterday Janet Yellen spoke and said they have to start raising long-term rates. We're highly under the norm. And the world's been talking about this. I heard a big program about it last night on the Asian markets, CNBC, talking about the Fed is going to have to raise rates to devalue the debt structure that America is facing. So right in line with what I've been saying, and but you know, if they, depending on how fast the Fed rates, to answer your question, is going to be how negative that might affect the stock market, because higher rates don't do well for stocks typically. So but I don't think we're going to see that for some time. I think we're good for 6 months or so.
Well, you know, and again, we discussed this last time you were on the show. A large part of the world will soon be able to invest in gold, but it's not for the reasons that some people might think. Tell me more about that.
Well, it's not a doomsday thing. I'm not a doomsday guy anyway, but around $1.6 billion people, 32 major central banks, and 112 billionaires, for the first time in 42 years, are going to be able to invest in gold. And what I'm referring to is there's a law that has been created for Muslims for the longest time, could not invest in gold. And recently, the World Gold Council met with the Accounting and Auditing Organization of Islamic Financial Institutions. And on December 5th of last year, they established and made it official the standards for Islamic people to invest their finances into gold and make that legal once again. Now, let's put this into perspective. What does this mean? Well, according to Standard & Poor, they're saying, once this happened and they open the door, and it'll happen on March 31st, around $3 trillion is what Standard & Poor's is estimating is going to flood into the sector of the gold market. That's a lot of money. World Gold Council says immediately around 200 tons of gold money will be able to buy gold. And I look for it a little bit more conservative than that. But this reminds me, Joe, of history when in 2002, October of that year, later in the year, they opened the thing called the Shanghai Gold Exchange, where citizens in China for almost 40 years, 39 years, could not buy gold, and they were allowed to, and all the gold mining industry was pushed into the Shanghai Gold Exchange. But it didn't really take foot the first year, year and a half, almost 2 years. And in about 2004, it really stuck. And that was the first time, and a year later, I made a major announcement in 2005 We're in a major bull market because 1.2 billion Chinese people now could buy gold on a regular basis, and we're doing so. So this is going to be something around that. And I'm making now another major announcement. The first time since 2005, Joe, we are in a major multi-year bull market in gold. Even while stocks are going up, even while the debt's going up, even with the dollar's going up, it's outperforming all those, and we're seeing the beginnings of it. Some people don't believe that, but they don't believe the beginnings of bull market. But we have, I'm writing a white paper that's going to come out in a few weeks. I'll tell you more about it when we get it done. But six reasons why we're going to have a major bull market in gold.
Wow. All right. So I said, should I start stockpiling it now? Should I get out in front of it or not?
Well, the old adage, you don't wait to buy gold. You buy gold and wait. No, I can't guess what the market's going to be next week. Nobody knows that.
Right.
I mean, I've been doing this for 23 years, so I wish I could have bought a lot more gold when it was at 253 15 years ago.
Wow.
But, you know, people will look back, and here's what's going to happen. I'm going to make a prediction. People are going to look back at $1,200 gold, $1,231 where we're at today, and they're going to say, I wish I would have bought gold when it was in the $1,200 range, because we're going to be in much higher prices. This is not a get-rich-quick thing. Neither is the Dow. Nothing real is a get-rich-quick scheme.
No.
This is not that. But we're moving from a dormant sideways market that established its bottom and created a clear-cut bottom. And a lot of the fundamentals, and this is what I'm writing about so people can get properly educated, have changed towards a positive. Not just a month ago, not 6 weeks ago, not even a half a year ago. And some have changed a little over a year ago. And some have been in the makings for 3 or 4 years. One of them has been in the making since 2011. But there's all these things are now converging together. And they're all saying green light, major bull market. I'll get that paper out here in a couple weeks so your listeners can get it.
All right, well, hold that thought because I want to talk to you about the other white meat, silver. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Style on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. I'm Joe Machine, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, next week, well, actually next Wednesday, live from Washington, D.C., we're going to be at the CPAC conference, and I hope to have a lot of good guests on that week. It'll be a madhouse. It'll be loud. It'll be crazy like it always is. But, hey, tune in and enjoy. There's a rumor going that Vice President Pence will be there. Secret Service is actually sweeping the place the night before, so that's got to mean something. David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. Always learned so much from him. David, again, thanks for joining me today.
I'll get Mike on the phone for you so you can set up the interview.
Oh, I'm good with that. Good. We'll wait. Go ahead. Well, you know, David, we talk a lot about gold, and you were talking about where the market was going and what have you. The one you don't hear much about is silver. Is silver a good buy? Is it something we should at least think about?
Absolutely. You know, Warren Buffett bought a ton of silver back in 96. And he started the perpetuation of a bull market, and he still owns it. You know, these guys who are billionaires and millionaires, multimillionaires, they don't announce what they do ahead of time. They announce it most of the time, not afterwards, but sometimes the word leaks out, and clearly silver was a play by Buffett. Gold, I'm not anti-silver, and I'm not pro-gold. I talk more about gold than silver because gold is the asset that big central banks buy to hedge against the dollar problem. They don't buy silver because it's a more industrial based, and it costs a lot more to store the physical components of silver than it does gold for a central bank. It has a lot more volatility and swings in it than gold does, both to the upside and significantly to the downside. So it's not a conservative metal by market movement at all, but it does run on the coattails of gold. So I believe, you know, a well-balanced portfolio should have some sort of representation in silver. But if the client, you know, we do a a financial strategy with people called a financial blueprint. You wouldn't dare build your house without a plan. You know, a blueprint, neither should you invest without a plan. And we ask a lot of questions about gold and silver and education and what type of investor they are. That will help determine at what levels and how much they should be in silver. Maybe more silver than gold to some people. It's not something I would advocate, but there's a lot of people out there that like a whole lot of volatility. So if that's the case, then get some silver in your portfolio.
Yeah, I got to get something in my portfolio. Hey, you and I have talked about the Dodd-Frank Act for a long time. And recently I heard about some of the, you know, we were talking about some of the things they were going to repeal and what they were going to do with it. And it just seems like there's more conversation around it right now. I mean, what are they going to repeal and what can be replaced in it? How can we make it better, or how will they make it better and stronger?
Well, they should make it better, but will they is the big question. And the answer is probably no. Congress has tried to repeal Dodd-Frank 139 times since the birth of Dodd-Frank in 2010. So it's probably not going to get repealed. And Trump has not talked about repealing it. He's never mentioned that. And Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, has never mentioned about repealing it. So those terminology is not even on the table. Replacing is not even on the table. But modifying is the terminology that both of them, Steve and Mnuchin and President Trump, both hear heartily that it needs to be modified in one sector. And they're only talking about one sector, and that is the sector where banks lend money. There's a huge roadblock of accounting criteria that Dodd-Frank put in the pathway to stop banks from lending money, even though the author, Barney Frank, says that's not the case, but it's been the reality. And so this is what stifled small businesses from growing and being able to get small business loans to help produce a healthy economic environment, which is what Trump is all about. So he's going to remove those roadblocks. I think he's going to get that done, but it's not going to happen in the first 100 days like he wanted to do, but I think it's going to happen in the first year of his administration. There you will see some more uptick causing the stock market to be more fruitful. But that's the only thing. So still the legal ramification of you not owning your money legally anymore because of Dodd-Frank, that's still inputted into the picture. And I don't think that's going to change. And there's bigger reasons why that is the case.
Yeah, that's just amazing to me. Do you think the Trump administration or people close to him? I think Mnuchin just didn't he just get approved yesterday, right? I mean, he just got approved and sworn in yesterday. I think it was. Was it not?
Yes.
Yeah. You think they're well aware of this and they're well aware of what it could do, and they just are choosing to ignore it?
Yes, it goes along with one of the things I want to talk about today, and I get asked that question. You know, I think the president knows a lot more than he lets out. I think every president does. That's why he can't say certain things. And if the president, any president in office, if he said certain things about our debt structure and or the management of our debt structure or a sell-off of a currency called our dollar, that could cause panic. And the president doesn't want to cause panic, although Trump sometimes looks like he wants to. He stirs the pot, definitely, and sometimes he puts obstacles in front of him. But I believe Trump and Steve Mnuchin know about what we're talking about, that the legal ownership of our money is no longer ours, according to Dodd-Frank. I think they're going to leave it there, and I think they have to, because here's what's happening on a much grander scale. For the first time since 2011, there's been a sell-off in the dollar. Not the value of the dollar has been affected, but the treasury market has been sold aggressively. And it's escalated like a hockey stick curve, where the last 3 years it's unmanageable. And now the numbers are startling when you see the picture. We create a treasury. And I don't want to get halfway through this between the break, but we might have to do that. But when a treasury is created because we overspend as a country, and right now every month we're overspending around $66 billion versus what we're taking in, okay, in taxes. So when we overspend, we got to create something, and that's called a treasury bill. That is created out of thin air by the treasury, then it's auctioned off through Wall Street. And an investor, usually a central bank, buys that, or a large bank in a foreign country buys these treasuries and gets paid in interest by holding our debt. That's what a treasury bill is. It's a debt instrument. So they pay us. We use that money to offset the money that we don't have on our monthly budget. So we need to buy them to buy our treasuries. That's what keeps this whole mechanism working, since we've been overspending aggressively 15 to 20 years ago. But here's the problem. Recently, the U.S. Treasury has been announcing for the last 4 years consecutively and been consistently saying the same thing. Sell-off of treasuries are at a record high. They said it 4 years ago. They said it is even higher 3 years ago. Last December, it's at an all-time high of $70.8 billion. Let me put that in perspective. $70.8 billion is what's being sold, not bought. We need them to buy $66 billion just to keep even. There's a sell-off, and who buys the treasuries when they sell it? We as a country. So really what we have is a negative of $136 billion of money that we need to have to survive. You're going to see the debt balloon, because the backbone of the financial system is hemorrhaging, and currently we cannot maintain this. So this is why you're going to see, I believe, the Fed, and they talked about this yesterday, interest rates going up quite rapidly, more than we ever thought, because they have to entice new investors to hold this thing called a treasury. This is also where the bail-in comes into effect, because when they seize our money, if they did that, the way this, the structure is set up, the money goes directly to the treasury. Ah, it's starting to make sense now. So this is why the bail-in is not off the table. I don't think they're going to take it off the table, because behind the scenes, something that's not popular is being done, is not being talked about, is a massive, massive, massive sell-off in the treasury market like never I've ever seen in 23 years.
Wow. Thank you. I feel much better now. 66.
They got Pepto-Bismol for sale, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, the stock of Pepto-Bismol should go to the roof after what's going on. The wait a minute. You kind of went over that a little quick, but $66 billion a month, did you say, is what we're overspending?
Yes.
Deficit spending, whatever?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. What's a few billion among friends? Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yes, you can empty out your puke bags after hearing that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. David Fisher joins me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
A knife. But if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And let me get back to my guest, because, again, I do. I learn a lot when he's on the show with me. Gives me a real perspective as into the market, into, you know, precious metals and what have you. Always at a level I can understand. David Fisher joins us. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Thank you again for having me on your program, Joe.
You know, we talked about it during the break there a little bit, and one of the things that always scares me is when the government puts another bureau in place to protect the consumer, to protect the average person. That should scare everybody. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Explain to people what it is, and frankly, in my humble opinion, it is an unconstitutional bureau.
It clearly is, Joe. You're exactly right. And now a small segment of our congressional leaders are waking up to that fact and trying to do something about it. It might be too late, unfortunately. I don't know. But it was created from the Dodd-Frank Act, and it was authorized and established in 2011. 9/11 as an independent agency located within the government, but it gets its funding from the Federal Reserve, which is not, you know, a government agency. It's not federal and has no reserve. But the CFPB is housed at the Federal Reserve, and it doesn't get its money from appropriations from the budget, but definitely from the Federal Reserve, yet it has direct affiliation with the U.S. Treasury. So this is where it ties into the bail-in. But the purpose of it was set up because consumers can be taken advantage of. So this entity was set up to say the government needs to protect consumers, and we don't really have an agency. Let's create a special one. Not only did they create such a special one, they created an island where it can be untouchable now. So think about this for a second, because Fox News, I lost my voice all last week. I couldn't really talk, so I did a lot of studying. And IM rewrote the bail-in to include a significant amount of new information that I found out by Fox News and many other reliable news sources like Fox about what really is going on and happening in the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And Fox News says this: it has full financial jurisdiction and control of banks, credit unions, security firms, and multiple other financial security services in the U.S. They did an in-depth study. It has boundless authority to interfere in nearly any consumer financial transaction and product anywhere in the economy, and to do so without any accountability to the American people and their elected officials. The budget comes not from Congress, but the appropriations process, but directly from the Federal Reserve. But the Federal Reserve itself, by laws, is prohibited from exercising any oversight. Thus, you have an independent agency that can never be controlled. So think with me for a second. This was created in 2011. This is like the Federal Reserve. We broke the Constitution and allowing the Federal Reserve to run our money system. We broke Article 1, Section 8. Only the government has the right to coin money. They created a thing, not the government, bankers created a thing called the Federal Reserve in 1913. And imagine 6 years later in 1919 trying to undo the Federal Reserve that has no accountability. They can print as much money as they want back then and now, lend it out whatever rate they want to, and raise and lower those rates, create bubbles and pop the bubbles. That's what the Fed has done. We can't even remove the chairperson from the Fed. The president can't even do this. But they're endorsed by the president in office. And so the CFPB has the same amount a power and island-proof insulation from any government agency from dismantling it. So getting this done, and what I want them to do and what they can do are two totally different things. They should dismantle it as it never existed. But I don't think they have the legal power anymore because it's an independent agency like the Federal Reserve with all power.
I look at this and I say to myself, you have to replace these legislators that don't really do the will of the people. You know, people all the time say, how do we fix this? How do we make this better? How do we force them to do it? Well, you really can't force them to do anything unless you vote out some of the boneheads and kind of go, let that be a lesson to you. We're willing to get up and get rid of some of you guys if you're not willing to do the work. It's really what we need to do in order to.
Well, this is Elizabeth Warren's baby and Barney Frank's baby. And, you know, they said we got to protect the consumer. It's done some good. You know, I mean, they brought out the Wells Fargo scandal.
Yeah.
So it saved billions of dollars. But on the backside, on the foundation, this is where it's created a monster. And so this is where, you know, I'm going to change and I need to apologize. It's not the president that would do the bail-in. Obama wouldn't have done this. Now, all the new research I've done, Trump's not going to do a bail-in. Neither of them have the power. It's the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And ironically, when a month after it was created, Richard Cordray, the director, was before Congress asking Congress if he could get the legal right to control IRAs. So this is back in 2011. They've moved aggressively and become all-powerful since then. So this is why it needs to be dismantled. It is unconstitutional. Even Fox News did a big segment on it here just last Sunday night. So it's still being talked about. I hope they get it done. They're probably not going to be able to get it done, unfortunately. So this way you got to protect your money from this insanity.
All right. So, you know, one of the things that you and I have talked about before, but I don't think we've talked about it in a while, is, you know, everybody, they're buying precious metals, buying gold, buying silver, or what have you. And I've joked with you before where, you know, I see some of these commercials where you get this beautiful certificate saying, you know, we have your gold for you right here in my top right-hand drawer. What are some of the common mistakes that people should... you know, things that should make their the spine on the back of their hair on the back of their neck go up when they hear somebody talk to them about gold or buying gold or what they need to do.
Well, there's a whole bunch of them. I wrote a paper on it, 10 common mistakes to avoid, but a few of them are, you know, when you get a flyer in the mail thinking that that's got to be a good deal to buy whatever they're offering. Usually it's they bought an inventory and they're selling the inventory and you happen to be in the limelight of that. And so that's usually not a good thing. Buying metals online, clicking, there's no strategy. There's no, you don't know what type of product. What is your entry strategy? What is your exit strategy? How do you know if it's going to meet your goals? So we believe in, you know, strategy. You wouldn't just dare click and buy a stock and go, oh, I hope that stock's going to go up. I hope it's going to do. You didn't do that. So why would you do it in gold? So this is why work with an expert. Work with somebody that will not pressure you, will educate you, tell you what all the different markets will do. You know, those are some big things. A big myth out there that's misunderstood is that I can't buy my gold in my retirement and hold it in my hands. The answer is yes, you can, and it is legally done. We've done thousands of these, and I've been doing it for 5 years. So, yeah, you can do that. And if you have an IRA and you want to get your money protected or a portion of it from the government seizing it, you can't do that unless you get into a hard asset called precious metals, and it happens to be a phenomenal investment with the Fed's raising rates. It could be one of the best investments, and clearly without that happening, it's moving twice as fast upward as stocks are. So I encourage people to, you know, you can take physical possession of metals in your retirement, and a lot of people don't think you can do that, but that's a common mistake or myth that's belief.
David, one of the things that I see in emails a lot, people ask me questions and I don't have a clue, and I'm going to screw this up, so you can laugh at me if you want to. You know, buying gold, like, you know, Krugerrand type of gold, or buying, what do they call it, Neusnesmet, you know, it won't roll off my tongue. It's a special kind of gold coin, right? Numismatic, coins.
Numismatic.
Oh, God. Yeah, what are those? What's the difference between them? You know,
well, first of all, if you don't understand something, you're not going to buy, and people say it's got to be a bad deal then. And that's the bad rap that, unfortunately, numismatics has gotten. But that's like saying stocks got a bad rap. There's lots of different stocks out there. Some are incredible. Some are dead end. There's a lot of great numismatic products out there, phenomenal, outperforming stocks by far, significantly. Stocks don't even come close to some of numismatics. And there's a lot of bad numismatics out there. I went in touch with a 10-foot pole. So numismatics, the terminology, is coins that have a recognized value to them to be as collectible. Now, 99% of my clients don't buy coins because they're coin collectors. They're investors. But the reason that they go in this market rather than, you mentioned, a thing called a Krugerrand, is because they got their education. And the number one reason why they're investing in metals is because they want to get their money protected from government interference, seizure, confiscation. And a Krugerrand is subject to that confiscation by a law that was passed in 1917 called Trading with the Enemy Act. So most of my clients get involved in a market that's non-confiscatable by the government because that's why they're doing this. And they hit the bullseye, because the number one rule is get my money safe. So they have market safety, too. Numismatics have a lot less volatility, and historically most of them, the mainstream ones, have outperformed bullion in the last 15 years. And a few markets, mainstream ones, have doubled the performance than of bullion. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme or anything like that, but it's a real market, and it trades every day, and it's always liquid. And, you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding about that market. That's probably one of the biggest things in my industry is misunderstood in my industry, that I'm not a coin collector, and where would I go to sell it? No, there's a two-way market. It's everything we help people get involved in, whatever they want to get involved in, there's always a two-way market. You don't have to wait to find a buyer.
Yeah, David, tell people where they can get a hold of you, where they can find out more, you know, about you and your writings and that kind of thing.
Well, I just wrote a brand new January newsletter, and the February one is getting ready to come out. It's stocks and gold, the two bull markets you don't want to miss. We're going to be in a major bull market. They can get that by calling my company at 844-715-7311. It's free. I'll say the number again, 844-715-7311, or they can go to my website at landmarkgold.com and sign up for it there. And we have other things of literature. Next week, we're going to have the new hot white paper come off the press, Joe, the sixth edition of the Bail-In, which is going to talk aggressively about the Dodd-Frank Act, and it's going to talk aggressively about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They need to get that one. That'll really help them.
Yeah. Well, David, as usual, thanks for being with me. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.